To get to stop 4, from the stream, follow the sidewalk up North Washington Street the way you came for approximately 100 yards, where you will see a brown arch marking an entrance to the campus. Turn left off the sidewalk, passing under the arch. Follow the sidewalk past Klein Theater on your left and Schmucker Hall on your right, until you come to a white house with a flat roof and porch. This is the President's House, also known as the Alumni House or White House. The building you see in front of you, affectionately referred to as the White House, was the home of College President Henry L. Bower and his family. As the rebel forces converged on the retreating federal soldiers, many faculty members had fled campus to return to their homes, but President Bower and a college professor would give aid to the withdrawing soldiers, helping to hide them from Confederate troops. While the Confederates occupied this area during the final 2 days of the battle, the White House had been transformed into a field hospital for soldiers on both sides. Some 18 men from the Union First Corps were brought into the mansion. Despite the home's status as a field hospital, it endured continued shelling. Fortunately for the wounded and dying housed there, no serious physical damage occurred to the home during the battle. Corporal George Kimball of the 12th Massachusetts, one of the wounded, remembered the steadfast kindness of the president's daughter, who helped take care of the wounded. He stated, "There were 20 or more of us lying in the hallway in lower rooms. Though shells were frequently bursting, she paused not in her noble work." Soldiers would still remain in the rooms and hallways of President Bower's house even after the war had left Gettysburg. But not all wounded soldiers were confined to the hospitals on campus. James Francis Crocker, a Pennsylvania College alum who was a member of Confederate General George Pickett's division and captured by the Union during Pickett's infamous charge on July 3rd, had been treated for his wounds but remained a Union prisoner. The Union officer overseeing the building housing Crocker deemed him trustworthy and granted permission for Crocker to walk to town to purchase a new suit. A man of honor and a keeper of his word, Crocker returned as he promised, though not without first making a stop at the president's house. While in town, Crocker came across his old friend, President Bower's son. Crocker was graciously asked to join Bower and his son for dinner that night. President Bower did not support the Confederate cause, but enjoyed spending time with his former student. Crocker would later describe Bower as kind-hearted and remembered of the experience that, "It was a queer episode, a peace episode in the midst of war. This experience of mine taught me that the hates and prejudices engineered by the war were national, not individual, that individual relations and feelings were but little affected in reality, and that personal contact was sufficient to restore kindliness and friendship."